USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Top Republicans in Congress have agreed to come to the White House Tuesday to hear President Biden press them once more. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the president believes there should be no negotiation over the debt limit.
We should not have House Republicans manufacturing a crisis on something that has been done 78 times since 1960.
Republicans insist on the contrary. Now may be the perfect time for such a first, insisting the many years of bloated federal government spending must be checked. GOP leaders have promised, despite all of this, they have no plans to allow for a crippling U.S. debt default. Jury deliberations begin Tuesday in the civil rape trial against former President Trump.
During closing arguments in the civil trial against Trump, a lawyer for E. Jean Carroll told jurors his client was exactly Trump's type and that he sexually assaulted her the same way he described treating women on an Access Hollywood tape. Trump has always denied any wrongdoing. He claims Carroll made up the story to sell copies of her book. I'm John Schaefer.
The Department of Justice could make a decision as soon as this week on whether to bring charges against President Biden's son, Hunter, reportedly related to tax filings from the president's son and an illegal firearm purchase. While she's concerned about surging illegal immigration after the end of Title 42 on Thursday, Arizona's Democratic Governor Katie Hobbs says there is a plan.
Arizona communities will once again be responsible for managing the influx of migrants entering our southern border.
The Biden administration has rushed around 1,200 administrative military personnel to help support Border Patrol enforcement efforts on the ground. And the Texas legislature is moving on gun legislation. A bill that would raise the age to buy an assault weapon has passed out of committee there. It was once thought dead in the water. This is USA News.
This report is brought to you by the National Safety Council. At least 8 people die in distracted driving crashes every single day. The National Safety Council is working to change that. This October, NSC and its partner, Truce Software, will observe the 10th anniversary of Distracted Driving Awareness Month in an effort to eliminate distractions behind the wheel. President and CEO of NSC, Lorraine M. Martin.
Distraction, along with impairment and speeding, have contributed to double-digit surges in motor vehicle fatality rates during...
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to start getting conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Babbel, language for life, celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Congress must address the crisis of gun violence in the U.S.
When we have 200 mass shootings in less than 130 days, more than one a day, this is a crisis. Congress must do something about it.
That's what White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre told reporters following Saturday's mall shooting in Allen, Texas, that left 8 people dead and more than a half dozen others injured. She said there's been just over 200 mass shootings in the U.S. so far this year. President Biden says later this year there will be a new mandatory rule about how airlines must compensate those affected by preventable flight delays or cancellations.
Meals, hotels, taxis, ride shares, and rebooking fees, and cash, miles, and or travel vouchers whenever they're the ones to blame.
It would also mandate the cost of hotel rooms, meals, and transportation be covered. The administration launched a new website where passengers can see each airline's compensation policy. And King Charles and Queen Camilla's official coronation photographs are officially out. The portraits were taken in the immediate moments following Saturday's ceremony. The two are seen in their regalia after Saturday's ceremony in Buckingham Palace's throne room. A group portrait featuring other members of the royal family notably does not include Prince Harry or Prince Andrew. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to start getting conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Babbel, language for life, celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.